Hallelujah. Amen.
진짜.
Please be seated. And let's continue to study the book of Numbers.
那个讲义我会跳着跳着啊、
，and so
跳着来来啊、来学习哈。
And sometime I might skip through the different sections in the study guide.
我们来看民数记的十一章。
And let's study Numbers chapter 11.
我们把红线夹在十一章。
And please place your bookmark here.
民数记十一章
，and Numbers chapter 11，
读二十二节、二十三节
，and verse 22 and 23。
二十二节、二十三节
，verse 22 and 23。
赵俊清，哪一位？赵俊清哪一位？啊，请读。我们要读读圣经，觉得有点纳闷啊。
And so, the more we read the Bible, sometimes we might be a little confused.
那个摩西不是以色列的带领的人吗
？And wasn't Moses the leader of the Israelite people?
摩西不是因信带领以色列出埃及吗
？And wasn't it Moses because of belief was able to bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
可是你读这两节好像，有时候摩西好像有失落一点点信心的时候。
And but reading these two verses, sometimes you would feel that Moses lacks a little bit of faith.
那神说要给肉给他们吃，甚至吃到一个月哈。
And God says that He will feed meat to the Israelites for a month.
摩西说：“这怎么搞？怎么弄啊？这个这么多人，两百万呢！一只鱼如果四个人吃，也要五十万只鱼耶。”
And she says, "How is this possible? Because if you wanted to feed them fish, and then it would take about 500,000 fishes."
Yeah, one fish is for four people.
One fish is for four people.
那这个五十万在旷野。这个哪里来的东西啊
？And how is it possible in the wilderness that you have such things？
那神对摩西说：“神的膀臂岂是缩短了吗
？”And so God said to Moses, "Has the Lord's arm been shortened？"
现在要看我的话向你应不应验不应验。
Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not。
我不晓得神在讲这句话口气是怎么样哦。
And I don't know what the tone was when God said of。This thing.
反正这一段 conversation 就到这里结束了，不要再谈了。
And so basically,
这一次了，这一次了，就谈到这里了。
The conversation has to cease here and without talking about anymore.
我看我你看一看我对你说的应不应验啊
？And you will see that what anything that I told you, whether it's going to happen or not.
所以不要以为哈，传道人就一定很有信心哈。
And so do not feel that as a pastor, we are full of faith.
或者是带领的一定有信心的百分之百啊。
And or any leaders will be 100% faith.
真的呢，有时候我们用眼睛看，看不到。
And truly, sometimes we cannot see it with our eyes.
那我们来用这一段，我们来分享三点。
And so we will share three points with this section.
以色列百姓说：“谁给我们肉吃呢
？”And so Israelite says that who will give us meat to eat?
摩西问：“够他们吃吗？”
And so Moses asked the question whether this is enough food for them.
结果结果神啊，给他们吃，他们却软弱了。
And so God had fed them meat, but they became very weak.
我们从这一段来思考这三点哦。
And so from this, we will think about three points.
来看民数记的十一章。
And let's read Numbers chapter 11.
十一章的第四节。
And Numbers chapter 11, verse 4.
十一章第四节。
Numbers 11, verse 4.
哎，必有请你读好不好？十一章第四节。
And Numbers chapter 11, verse 4.
他们中间的先达人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又不好说，谁给我们吃肉呢？
谁给我们肉吃呢？谁给我们吃肉呢
？Who will give us meat to eat？
如果你查“闲杂人”这三个字哈，在中文的圣经出现三次。
And if you search the word mixed multitude in the Chinese version, it will appear three times.
那大概它有两个意思了哈。
And it carries two meanings.
啊，第一个就是不是纯的以色列人，可能是有些人可能是跟埃及人生的后代。
And one of them is not pure Israelites, and then they probably are offsprings between the Israelites and Egyptians.
这个尤其在尼希米记是记载这样的人啊，先知人是这样的人。
And it was recorded in the book of Nehemiah, the mixed multitude.
啊，这个我们用我们的话就叫混血儿了。
And so with us will be a mixed.
可能他们的祖父哈在埃及哈。所以他现在跟着出来，他们就是这个时候就想吃肉了。
And because their grandfather came out of Egypt,
也许他们的祖父还在埃及嘛。
Maybe
因为他是混血的嘛。
Maybe their grandfathers are still in Egypt, because of the fact that they were mixed.
所以想要吃肉。
And they wanted to eat meat.
那这里的意思应该是不是那种存心动机、存心纯正要进迦南地的，就是。可能是机会主义者跟着出来探险看一看的。
And these are the people, they're not intentionally, they wanted to go into Canaan, maybe they're opportunists, they just wanted to come and take a look.
所以他们就有个贪欲的心了，这么久没有吃肉了。
And so they had a craving heart, and then so they wanted to eat meat.
请问一个问题哈，在这个事件之前，他们在旷野有没有吃过肉？
And so I'd like to ask a question, before this incident, have they eaten any meat in the wilderness?
有没有吃过？应该有哈。那我们看一下出埃及记的16章15节。
And Exodus chapter 16 verse 15.
出埃及记16章15节。
Exodus chapter 16 verse 15.
16章15节。
Exodus chapter 16 verse 15.
对不起，不是这一节，我看一下。十二节
，and verse 12。
十二节十三节
，verse 12 and 13。
十六章十二节十三节啊
，Ben。Chapter 16, verse 12 and 13.
Ben, can you read? you can use your neighbors. It's okay. 出埃及记耶。
Book of Exodus, chapter 16.
来 ，Bill, can you help? Benny, you need to change your eyeglasses. 来 ，Bill, 请你读好不好？十二十三。
Verse
12 and 13. 出埃及记十六十二十三。
Exodus chapter 16, 12 and 13.
那你也不行了，来 ，David, 来，我看看有几个，来 ，David, 请读。十二十三。啊？你们是不是都想睡觉了、啊？十三 ，thirteen。
到了晚上，有鹌鹑飞来，遮满了营。早晨在营四围的地方有露水。
OK， 如果你仔细看十六章的第一节，这是二月十五日出埃及的时候，
And so if you carefully read chapter 16, verse 1, that this is the time of between the 15th day of the second month.
那个是我们回来看民数记的11章。
And let's turn back to Numbers chapter 11.
我们读那个前面已经知道，这已经是第二年之后的事情了。
And we know that this is the thing of the second year.
所以神以前也曾经为他们吃过肉。
And so they were actually fed meat by God before.
我请问大家一个问题哦，吃肉到底有没有错啊？
And so I'd like to ask a question. Is there any wrong things in eating meat?
不喜欢吃肉的举手。
And if you don't like to eat meat,
应该这样问，喜欢吃肉的举手。
Who likes to eat meat? Please raise your hand.
你们会不会觉得好像年纪越大，东西越来越好吃？
And so do you not feel that the older you get, the food tastes a lot better?
至少我是这样觉得的。
And at least I feel this way.
我年轻的时候吃饭哦，一顿饭就咕噜咕噜咕噜。几分钟就扑下去了。
And when I was younger, I actually eat a bowl of rice very fast.
也不管东西好不好吃，反正饱了就好啊。
I don't really care whether the food was tasty or not. I as long as I'm full, I'm good.
可是现在年纪大了，我觉得哇，东西怎么这么好吃呢
？And the older I got, I felt that the food tastes so good.
你知道以撒，我觉得以撒晚年的一个问题就是太喜欢吃野味了。
And I think one of the problem with Isaac was that he loves to eat the different mixed eggs.
所以要祝福都要先吃野味才要祝福啊。
So before giving out blessing, he needs to eat the mixed games before giving out blessings.
你们喜欢吃野味吗？
And do you like any kind of mixed game meat?
如果你们喜欢的话，跟我去南非啊。
And if you like it, please go to South Africa with me.
我现在找到一家，不是我找到，弟兄姐妹找到一家 buffet 哈，专门在那个一餐才$20，专门在 offer 那个 game meat。就是野味啊。
And the brothers and sisters found a buffet restaurant. It's about $20 US, and they all they do is they sell game meat.
小弟去吃过一次。
And I went there and I ate once.
有枪肉啦，鳄鱼肉啦，羚羊肉啦，还有一些你不知道名字的。
And there's different types of deer and alligator and all kinds of different wild game.
哦，吃的实在是哇，真的有这种东西哈。
And I was thinking how incredible it is because there are such things.
可是因为那个很热哦，那个隔天哦，那个嘴巴都好像会起泡泡。
And because the temperature was very hot.
不是 temperature hot， 那个肉是肉很补啦，很补。
And because the meat was very nutritious in a way, so the second day I would have blisters all over my mouth.
那所以吃肉应该不是问题的。
And I think it's okay to eat meat.
那为什么这里会是个问题呢？
And why is it such a problem here?
大家想一想，为什么说这里要吃肉变成一种贪欲呢？
And please think about this question. Why is it that it's greediness here?
我们想想看，他们在行走旷野，对不对？
And we're thinking about that they're walking in the wilderness.
如果有一天哦，你带你的孩子出去露营一个礼拜。
And one day you bring your child out to the to camping for 1 week.
突然你儿子跟你说，妈妈，我要吃 sashimi.
And then your son tells you, Mother, I want to eat sashimi.
在旷野你怎么去找 sashimi 呢？
And so where are you going to find sashimi in the wilderness?
是那个你那个时间好像不太对。
And so the timing is off.
那不但是这样，又哭嚎啊，他们又哭啊，哦。
And so not only though they cried out to Moses.
那第五节，我们来读第五节。
And let's read verse
11章第五节。
And Numbers chapter 11 verse 5.
十一章第五节，请。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 5.
请你读。
We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and garlic.
第六节。
But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes.
他们哦吃玛瑙吃到有点厌倦的啦。
And so they're tired of eating manna.
他们说心血枯干了。
And so they felt that their blood has dried up.
就想到埃及的一切哦，有黄瓜，有葱，有韭菜。
And they thought about the different vegetables and produce, melons, leeks, and onions.
其实这个在神听起来哦，不是真的吃的问题啦。
And so, in the ears of God, this is not the problem of food.
你看二十节，神真正生气是什么
？And let's read verse 20. What really provoked God to anger?
十章的二十节。
And chapter 11 verse 20.
十章的二十节, 下半段,
chapter 11 verse 20.
因为你们厌弃, 住在你们中间的主, 在他面前哭嚎说, 我们为何出埃及呢?
And because you have despised the Lord who is among you and wept before him, saying, why do we ever come up out of Egypt?
所以其实他们那个想念埃及就是那个现在就是为什么我们要出来啦?
And so they missed Egypt so much, and then they weren't wondering why do we ever left.
对神来讲这是 despise 啊, 那你为什么, 那就是你讨厌我把你带出来咯。
And so to God, this is a despiseful action because you hate me that brought you out of Egypt.
他们这个时候都没有想说其实他们在埃及地那么的, 他们生下男孩子都被人家杀掉了。
They never thought about the fact that they were slaves and then also their, all their males that was born were thrown into the river.
没有想到说那个他们被苦待一直哭的情形啊。
And they never thought about the fact that they were heavily abused and then they're constantly crying.
所以他们没有感恩啊,那个神的玛哪还厌弃啊。
And so they had no heart of thanksgiving and they even despised manna.
那第七节第八节,十一章七节八节, 特别在记载玛哪到底是一个多么美好的东西。
And chapter 11 verse 7 and 8 records how wonderful food manna is.
他说它像盐水籽又像珍珠啊。
And it says it was like coriander seed and the color of delium.
闻起来有一个香香的味道,盐水的味道。
And it has a nice scent to it.
看起来好像珍珠,很漂亮的。
And it looks like pearl.
而且呢,有各种方法可以来做,来吃,可以烤,可以煮。
And you can make it in all different type of way. You could cook it or you could bake it.
那个味道好像什么?
And then what is the taste?
第八节最后,好像地沟油吗?
And verse 8, is it like the recycled oil?
像新油啊,不是像地沟油啊。
And it tastes like the taste of a pastry prepared with oil.
这个是很好吃的啦。
So this is very delicious.
而且是天天新鲜的。 最近有人在研究, 过夜的东西不要吃。
And this is freshly made every day. And recently there was a research done not to eat overnight food.
这是天天你留到隔夜都会生虫的啦。
And if you leave food overnight, it's going to be bad.
我请问你,你们去露营的时候,去旷野走路的时候,你吃的是什么的东西啊?
And I'd like to ask you, when you go out camping in the wilderness, what kind of food do you eat?
Dry food, canned food, 还有什么? Maybe frozen food.
Dry food, canned food, and frozen food.
这个东西,其实... 这个跟神所降下来,这种新鲜的是没有办法比的。
And this is no comparison to the fresh food that God has sent down.
所以有时候真的是有时候我们不会想到好的我们只想到不好的你久了就忘记了恩典就习以为常了。
And sometimes we never think about the goodness but all the negative things and then after a while we would forget all the grace that's given to us.
你想想看哦好像台湾话说啊免讨贪有饭汤吃啦 不用做工就有东西可以吃了。
And Taiwanese is called that you have food to eat without labor.
这个是何等大的恩典啊。
And this is such great big grace.
来,我现在问一下,你们有想家的请举手。
And I'd like to ask if you miss home, please raise your hand.
有没有想说,哎呀,这里又没有我的沙发,没有我的床,躺在床。
Do you think about the fact that I don't have my couch, I don't have my spring mattress?
没有我的internet.
I don't have internet service.
没有我的这个,现在不看韩剧了吗? 没有我的韩剧。
And also Korea soap dramas.
然后呢,我这边又不能吃我自己想爱吃的。
And I cannot eat anything I wanted to eat here.
我巴不得,我这次没有来NYTS,NATS。
And I was hoping that I should never have came.
你看我在家里可以天天开冰箱,我爱吃鱼就吃鱼,爱吃沙西米就吃沙西米。
And when I'm home, I can open up my refrigerator and eat anything I wanted to eat, whether that's fish or sashimi.
传道都讲玛哪,都不讲西瓜。
And a pastor only talks about manna, but not watermelons.
意思是什么呢？传道怎么都讲的那么拽，不讲 sweet 一点哦，讲多讲一点笑话。
And why is the pastor so dry, but with nothing a lot?
真的呢，有时候我们、啊、当然我们想家可能不是这个理由了。
And maybe that's not the reason that we're missing home.
但是当我们在恩典，我们讲看我们在这里真的很大的恩典呢。
And but this is such a big grace that we are here.
你看，你又不用煮饭。
You don't need to cook.
天天捡玛纳。
And every day you have manna to feed.
那个比可能比玛纳还好吃啊。
And I think our food tastes a lot better than manna.
那个有 donuts.
And we have donuts.
还有很多好吃的东西、啊。
And we have many delicious food.
那其实我们想想，真的这个太丰盛了。
And this is a cornucopia of food.
所以有时候我们如果人在福中不知福哈，我们人那个看什么看。就是看这个想那个，就是 就永远不会知足了。
So sometimes we don't realize our blessings, and then we would have this and wonder about that, and then we would never be satisfied.
啊，这样子有时候啊，神也会生气。
And so this you will provoke God to anger as well.
更重要的就是他们到最后群众运动了。
And so at the end, this is a total movement of the multitude.
最近不是香港有群众运动吗？群众大啊，什么街上游行吗？
And in Hong Kong recently, we have a massive movement of the people.
我读圣经，我觉得这里的情况跟那个差不多了。
And when I read the Bible, I feel like this is similar incidents to what's going on in Hong Kong.
这是有点 on strike， 这是有点啊，怎么说呢？就是有点集体抱怨了。
And so this is a group protest.
对对对 ，protest。Protest， 我要用的这个字。来，我们再回来看第十一章。
And chapter 11。
十一章的第十节。
Chapter 11 verse 10。
十一章第十节。
Chapter 11 verse 10。
那个谁读啊？刚刚那个俊旺是不是叫俊旺吗？俊旺吗？俊旺兄，来，请读。那十一节，
摩西对神说：“你为何不待仆人？我为何不在你眼前蒙恩，竟把这管理百姓的重任加在我身上？”
这里呢，个人在各家帐篷门口哭嚎啊。
And here, all the people were weeping throughout their families in front of the tent.
哦，这个真的是很壮观呢，哈。
And so this is a very a monumental moment.
不然我们来试试看。
And maybe we should try this as well.
我们大家一起来哭哭。
And all of us will be crying.
我说一二三，大家一起哭。
And I said one, two, three. Why don't you all start crying?
那个实在是很吵了。
And I think that would be
一定很烦的，真的。
And it's going to be very annoying.
你有搭过飞机吗？
And have you taken any
如果飞机有刚好 baby 哈，很爱哭的 baby 在你旁边，都叫。有时候实在是很考验我的耐心了。
And sometimes when you have a very noisy baby on board, it's really testing my patience.
啊，就一个就已经你会觉得说啊，真的是啊，怎么那么辛苦
？And as long as you can hear one, and this is so much problem.
这个是商量好的了，我觉得这应该是商量好的了。大家各在各家门口大大哭，这个应该是 protest。
And I think this is a
great
protest by the people.
要不然怎么会刚好通通在一个时候哭呢？
And why would everybody cry at the same time?
这个神听了很生气啊。
And so God was displeased.
那摩西也很辛苦啦。
And so Moses was very laborious.
我读到这一章，我真的很多感触嘞。
And after reading this chapter, I felt intensely inside.
我们看十一章的十四节、十五节。
And chapter 11, 14 and 15.
请你读十四章十一章十四节、十五节。
And chapter 11, verse 14. I am not able to bear all these people along because the burden is too heavy for me. 15. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now. If I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness.
这个中文读不出来，中文是说，其实也可以。你立时杀了我，不叫我亲见自己的苦情。英文真的很清楚嘞，就是 kill me here and now。时间 now， 地点 here， 现在就把我杀了。
And Moses wanted himself killed here and there now。
这个、哦、有时候我们做工作到一半，有时候会有这种情绪性的抒发。
And sometimes in the middle of our work, we will be very emotional like this.
有时候我们到国外去了，比如说啦。
And sometimes when we go abroad.
真的有时候去两三年，那个教会都没有成长。
And we will be going for 2 or 3 years, and then the church will not be growing.
聚会的人还是这么少。
And we have only so limited people coming to service.
真的祷告到真的想要哭嘞。
And so doing prayer, you really wanted to cry out loud.
你带我来这边做什么？
And Lord, what is the purpose for you to bring me here?
我来这边都没有建树什么啊，都没有工作啊。
And I have not able to build anything here or done anything here.
那其实这是蛮相当情绪性的一个祷告。
And so this is a very emotional prayer.
这是求死啊。
And this is seeking death.
请问哪几个工人求过死的？
And how many workers, other workers were asking for death?
以利亚，
Elijah,
摩西，
Moses.
至少还有谁？啊？啊，约拿，
Jonah.
约拿求死啊！我生气到死都合理。这个没有说我要死啦，就是我生气有理啦。
And it's right for me to be angry because I am upset.
Angry to the point of death.
Angry to the point of death.
多合理哈、it's reasonable.
It's reasonable.
Yeah. 但是我们有看到哈、其实这个神很怜悯他的工人呢、
And we see that God has a lot of mercy on the workers.
当摩西说我 kill me here and now， 现在这个时候把我杀了吧。
And when Moses pleaded that he wanted to be killed here and now，
神说好吧，成全你，是不是这样
？And the God says， okay， I will fulfill your wish。
没有了，神不是这样说的、
And no， I don't think that was the answer by God。
十六节
，And verse 16。
主对摩西说：“你从以色列长老中召集70人，就是你所知道做百姓长老和官长，来到。”到我这里来，领他们到会幕前，使他们和你一同站立。17，我要在那里降临与你说话，要把降临与你的灵昏示他们，他们就和你同当这管理百姓的重任，免得你独自担当。摩西说他独自担当不起，神说好了好了我给你兴起70个帮助你啦。
And so Moses says that I cannot bear this alone. So God said, "Okay, I will have 70 other people to share your burdens."
弟兄姐妹，我们有一个做圣工有一个原则哈。
And brothers and sisters, we have a principle while doing holy work.
我们在神面前可以疯狂。
And so in front of God, we could be crazy.
在人面前要谨守。
And but in front of a man, we have to be very vigilant.
所以保罗说，我若是疯狂，是在神面前的；但是在你们面前，我都是谨守的。
And Paul have said that I am crazy in the eyes of God, but in front of you, I am vigilant.
所以如果你很情绪性，在神面前讲哦，有时候神。因为你跟神很亲近嘛，你是为了神的圣工真的受不了嘛？真的神有时候会拍拍你的肩膀，哎呀，老兄，不要生气，我帮你啦，这样子。
And so if you're very emotional and you have a very good relationship with God when you're praying for Him to help and He would help you.
可是当摩西在跟百姓讲这件事情的时候呢
？And but when Moses was saying this to the people.
我们来看《生命记》第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter one.
第九节。
Verse nine.
生命记第一章第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter one, verse nine.
生命记第一章第九节。
And Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 9.
那是跟在百姓面前他讲这句话。
And so he said this in front of the people.
那时我对你们说，管理你们的重任，我独自担当不起。
And I spoke to you at the time saying that I alone am not able to bear you.
所以他没有跟百姓面前哦做那种 emotional 非常情绪性的讲说，你们哦就是这么爱哭了，你们就是这么爱捣蛋了，我现在死了算了，我不干了，你们这些人没有用啊。
So he did not say this very emotionally in front of the people that you all of you are useless and then I wanted to die right here and now.
没有，他在人面前不是这样，他是谨守的。
And so in front of men, he's not like this. He's very vigilant.
所以我们看到他们问了，谁给我们肉吃呢
？And so they asked the question, who will provide us meat?
为什么我们的正常的请求有时候变成一种贪念呢？
And why is it that sometimes an ordinary request could be a request of greediness?
什么时候我们那个正常的需要变成贪呢
And so when is it that an ordinary and common request becomes a greedy request?
要不要做这个题目一下，想一想。
And should we set this out as a question and maybe we could all think about it?
好不好？可以吗？可不可以？
跟
这个题目
yes or no.
就是想一想啊、哦、这个题目你们想一想，在为什么在某些正在某些时候的正常是正常的一个需求，可是为什么在有些地方跟时间变成一种贪欲呢？为什么？
And so under what condition would a request be a normal request, but under another situation that this will become an intense craving or greediness?
如果你到那个西伯利亚想要吃椰子、哦、这个可能是贪心的、哦、
And if you're in Siberia and you wanted to eat coconuts, I feel like this is intense craving and greedy.
请问那个西伯利亚有没有椰子啊
？And are there any coconuts in Siberia?
如果没有现在的科技了、啊、哈，西伯利亚哪里找椰子啊？椰子是热带东西嘛，对不对
？And if you don't have any modern technologies today, of course Siberia would not have any coconuts.、
啊、这个有时候我们一些需求，有时候跟、啊、我们要想想看，这个到底是一种贪呢，还是正常的
？And so sometimes essential needs, we will think about whether this is normal or this is just an intense craving.
其实神本来就是他们走旷野，大概两年，大概就可以进迦南地了。
And so ordinarily, they could just walk 2 years and be in Canaan.
所以其实哈、哦，吃玛拿有时啦，吃土地的生长也有时，对不对？
And so, of course, there's time for manna, and there's also time for the produce of the land.
其实我们生命当中，哦，神按照我们的人生，按照其实啊，有时候成为美好。我们人生有各种不同的时间，其实这个对我们啊，我们人生，我们仔细想。有时候很辛苦，其实也是美好的一部分。
And sometimes we have different timings in our life, and a lot of it is very beneficial. And of course, we will feel that this is very burdensome sometimes.
但是我们要知足加上敬虔。
But we have to be satisfied, and then we have to be fervent.
知足加上敬虔就是大力。
And if you're satisfied and content, and then this will be a great strength.
有一次啊，我们家在吃虾子。
And one time,
大虾子。
One time we had some large prawns.
我的两个小朋友跟我们在一起啊。
And my two children was with me.
那我突然问他们一个问题。
So I asked them a question.
你们记不记得你们小时候我们好像都没有吃过这么大的虾子啊
？And do you not remember that ever since when you're younger, we haven't eaten such a large
你们现在这么喜欢吃虾子，以前没有吃到这个，你会不会觉得很难过？以前没有虾子吃，你会觉得很难过啊，因为没有虾子可以吃啊，大虾子了。
Will you feel bad about this situation because we never had any shrimp that's that large? From
其中一个孩子就这样回答。
And one of the child answered.
爸爸不会啊。
Said Daddy, I don't think so.
妈妈煮的都很好吃啊。
And all the food that was prepared by mother is very delicious.
我当时真的很感动哎。
And I feel really deeply moved.
当然我们在早期建立家庭的时候，因为经济比较没有那么好，真的有时候我们吃东西也比较简单。
And of course, earlier on when we were establishing our family and we don't have such in such a great financial shape, and we eat very simple.
但是你看那个小朋友都没有感觉说，哎，我们日子怎么过得这么辛苦啊？没有这种感觉。妈妈、爸爸在，东西妈妈煮的都好吃。
And so, but you see that our children never felt this way because as long as mother and father is here, and all the food that's prepared by mother tastes delicious.
所以哦，有时候在某一段时间、某一个环境下面，哈。我们真的不要欲求，好像是我们的 beyond our means 哦，beyond our means 就是我们的那个我们的能力之外的哈、哦。你如果真的很没有不行的话，那真的变成一种欲求啊。
So sometimes at a certain place in time, you don't want to make any request that's beyond your needs because whatever you have, you should feel satisfied.
我们再来谈第二点。
And we will talk about the second point.
摩西问了、啊，够他们吃吗？
And so Moses asked the question, is this enough for them to eat?
那因为他们大家都在哭嘛、哦、那摩西也生气了，神也生气了。
And so because everyone is crying, and then God is angry, and Moses was angry.
那结果神就这样讲。
And so God's reply was,
18节。
And verse 18.
18节、19节、哦。
And verse 18 and 19.
20节、18、19、20。
And 18, 19, and 20.
来，那个 John 可以听你读吗 ？John， 十一章对。十九节。像你会读中文啊我突然觉得说哎，奇怪，你应该是会读中文的人啊。 Anyway、这里神谈到说哇给你们吃了
And、so Jesus says here okay,、
啊
哦 God says here that you'll be eating meat
我在想能够吃一天就很高兴了吧在旷野呢哪有肉吃呢
And so I'm thinking that eating one day of it will be very happy because
神说
you're in the wilderness
一天两天五天十天二十天哇我在想那个摩西丁哦眼睛越睁越大
so,
一天两天五天哇我看他眼睛大概越睁越大怎么可能呢
so, But God says one day, two days, five days and 10 days and 20 days I'm pretty sure that Moses was getting very amused by this as well.
哎呀，甚至还可以吃一个月啊
And、you could actually eat for a whole month.
你们有没有吃东西吃到那个东西从鼻子吞、喷出来的
Have you eaten anything that、it came out of your nostrils?、
哎、到底人吃到什么情况才会、从鼻子、喷出来啊
So under what condition would man eat any type of food that would come out of the nostrils?
怎么样？大声一点，我听不到。啊？啊？吃太急了，吃太急了，从鼻子喷出来。
You're eating very quickly.
还有没有？还有没有？我想要知道，你什么时候吃到鼻子？我打喷嚏的时候，吃的东西会从鼻子喷出来了。
And I think when I sneeze, all my food.
还有没有什么其他情况真的会喷出来
？And what other situation?
啊啊，撑吃的太撑了是吧
？And you're too full.
Gurgitate, 然后从这边出来。
And you're regurgitating.
啊？啊、呛到了呛到了吃太多呛到了
And、you're sneezing
使你们都吃到厌恶了
And until a point that you hate it、
啊、因为你们厌恶住在你们中间的神、啊、
And because you have despised the Lord who's among you
哎，那个有一年、啊、小时候有一年那个年糕没有吃到一直想哇我今年没有吃到年糕妈妈没有做年糕
And so one time when I was younger one year I did not eat any rice cakes
那隔一年我年糕就拼命吃吃到哦，吃到反胃啊我现在每次、啊、以后再看到年糕我就跑掉吃的太
And、
就是吃到最后真的会 disgusted、
so、I ate so much of it and then I would hate it ever since
那、啊、所以这个是我们看到神啊预备很多给他们吃了。
And you see that God has prepared much for them.
但是摩西问说够吃吗
？And so Moses asked, "Is this enough?"
21节。
Verse 21.
十一章二十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 21.
摩西对神说：“这与我同住的百姓步行的男人有600,000，你还说我要把肉给他们吃，使他们可以吃一整个月。”22节。
22.
难道给他们宰了羊群、牛群，或是把海中的鱼都聚来，就够他们吃吗？够吗？怎么可能呢？你这个太离谱了吧！
And Moses was wondering that how this food is would be enough for them to eat.
那个一天200,000吃一天就要五十。我刚说如果鱼的话，一个人吃4条的话。一天就要50万条鱼，那你要吃一个月，你怎么算呢、啊、
？And if four people eat one fish, and every day you would need 500,000 fishes.
弟兄姐妹、哦、
possible.
我们在座的很多是教会的工人、哦、
And many of us are workers in church.
我了解到，我是圣经里面有一个道理是真的，真的，人哦，带领者没有信心哦，很难带领出有信心的信徒。
And I realize there's a truth in the Bible saying that if the leader does not have any faith, it is hard to guide the people.
如果带领者有信心，对神的话真的很相信哦，那个弟兄姐妹真的会被你感染呢。
And if the leader really have faith towards what they believe in, and then brothers and sisters will be influenced by it.
可是我们会知道真的，有时候连我们带领的人，有时候我们想，这个是太离谱了嘛？这个怎么可能？吃一天就已经很过分了，好不好？吃一个月，吃两天我都很感谢了，好不好？
And so sometimes as a leader that you really have doubts because this seems like it's an impossible task.
那神就问他说，难道神的手真的缩短了吗？
And so the Lord says to Moses, has the lower arm been shortened?
每次我读到这里，我就想到一个卡通影片，有一个他们叫 The Incredible， 有一个小女生，那个 rubber hand， 那个 rubber hand， 那个手可以 rubber， 是不是？但是那卡通影片那个 hand 可以很长啊。
And remember of this cartoon, this man could stretch the arms for very long.
所以有时候真的。人的想象当然没有这种人，但是神的手真的是缩短了吗
？And of course, that's just imagination. But have the Lord's hand been shortened?
那我们来看以赛亚书四十章十二节。
And Isaiah chapter 40 verse 12.
神是个灵啊，他本来是没有手的，但是这种拟人化，就是好像一个人这样来描述这个事情了、啊、哈。拟人啊，拟就是啊，我不想怎么拟人化，怎么翻译？就是 like a man， 所以就谈到说神有一个手这样子了。
And so this is talking in the likeness of man, so God has arms.
我们看以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
十二节。
Verse 12.
四十章十二节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 12.
请你读。
And who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure?Weight the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance.
世界上的水到底有多长？
And so how much water is it in this world?
那神可以用他的手心量诸水啊。
And so who can measure the waters in the hollows of his hands?
神可以啊。
And God could do that.
啊，神可以用手的虎口量苍天到底有多广？
And God could use his hand to measure the heaven with a span.
神的手可以量苍天啊。
And so his hand will be able to measure the heaven.
所以在神真的有难成的事情吗？
So anything towards God, is it totally impossible?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们对神的话，我们不要打折扣，有时候是超乎我们的 imagination, 超乎我们的理性，是人眼睛看是不可能的。
And so do not distrust the words of God, because a lot of times,with our own eyes, we think that this is impossible.
神说奉献是福气。
And God says that when you offer, it is a blessing.
这个如果你没有用信心来相信，很难。我一块钱拿出去，我就少一块钱，哪里是福气？我少一块钱呢、啊、
？And if you don't use this as faith, because it's very impossible to do. Because if you donate for a dollar, you're short of a dollar.
神说安息日是休息。我说，你说哪里有我安息日还要教阿姨，还要煮饭，还要打扫？我哪里有休息？
And God says that on the Sabbath day you shall rest, and then you're thinking that how is it possible? Because I have to cook, I have to teach RE, I don't have any rest.
如果真的没有用心做，其实到最后你是慌的，是乱的，像马大在服侍耶稣一样。
And if you're not using your mind in doing holy work, at the end it's going to be everything is going to be very confusing, just like Martha.
所以真的有时候我们。要相信神的应许绝对是确实的。
And so indeed we really have to believe that the promise of God is indeed factual.
有时候我们用不信的心哦，也会求。像我觉得他们其实神说你们是 despise 我嘛，你们是厌恶我的嘛。但是其实有时候人 despise 不信哦，你来求。有时候神也给人的。
And so that God, although God felt that man is, he's being despised by men, but a lot of times when man is asking for it, he will give it to them.
有时候我们看到，其实人小信的时候也会求啊。
And sometimes we will see that when we have little faith as men, you would ask for it as well.
门徒说啊，风看到风浪就我们死了，主啊救我们吧。耶稣说你们小信的人呐、啊、哦。
And the disciples will see the waves and the storms and say that we are dying, so please save us. And then Jesus would say that.
在小信当中，他们也会求。
So in little faith, you will be praying and asking.
有的人呐、啊，全信但是不求了，全信不求。
And some people when they have total faith, but they are not asking.
他们知道主耶稣一定会帮忙，这个众信。 小事不用求。
And they know that Jesus will extend a hand of help to help them, and they don't need to ask for minor things.
玛利亚被犹大欺负的时候，或者是被批评的时候。
And when Mary was being judged and criticized by Judas,
她不用求主耶稣，你帮我伸冤呐。
And she doesn't need to ask Jesus and saying that, why don't you intervene?
因为她已经全部的心呢在耶稣身上，全部的心。
And because her heart is totally on God.
但是有的人不信，他也会说，像这些人呢，哈。他们应该是厌恶神的，他们 也要求肉吃哦。
And even these people who despises God and they still asking God for meat.
所以人看起来真的是蛮软弱的。
And so as men, sometimes you will feel that man is very weak.
但是如果我们不是出于信心求哈，有时候就在恩典当中也是有一些负面的东西会出来。
And sometimes if we don't pray and ask it for it in faith, and then you would.You might get some negative results.
我们来看诗篇一百零六篇十五节。
And Psalm chapter 106 verse 15.
诗篇一百零六篇十五节。
Psalm chapter 106 verse 15.
一百零六篇十五节，请你读。
And Psalm chapter 106, verse 15. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul.
第十四节。
14, but lust exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert.
所以大家一起哭，实在是在试探神了。
And so when they all crying out loud, they're actually testing God.
神赐给他们他们想要的。
And God have gave them their request.
但是让他们心灵软弱了。
But send leanness into their soul.
所以肉体上的东西哦，有时候你越多哦，有时候到底是福还是祸，有时候很难讲哦。
And so the more materialistic things you have, sometimes whether this is beneficial or blessing to you, it's hard to say.
对，有时候从心灵来讲，从灵性来讲，不一定。如果我们不看。看不起那种的话，有时候不一定是一种福气啊。
And sometimes to the hardened soul, this is not necessarily a blessing.
我们来看民数记十一章。
And let's turn back to Numbers chapter 11.
那神真的用风啊，把那个鹌鹑再吹过来呀。
And again, God used heavy wind to blow over the quail.
三十一节，请你读。
And chapter 11, verse 31. Now the wind went out of the Lord, and it brought a quail from the sea and left them fluttering near the camp about a day's journey on the side, about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits above the surface of the ground. 32, and the people stayed up all that day, all night, and all the next day, and gathered the quail. He who gathered the least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. And but 33, but while the meat was still between their teeth before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. 34, so he called the names of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because they where they buried the people who had yielding to craving.
真的神大能大力把鹌鹑吹过来，有一个版本说那个鹌鹑叫 fall, fall to the camp.
And so God used a great strength to bring over the quail. There's another version saying that the quail had fallen to the camp.
然后说那个距离啊，那个鹌鹑多到从这个帐篷往外大概可以走一天的路程，一天哦，一天路程大概多远呢？
And so you could the quail was so many of it, you could actually walk a whole day, and then it would be covered up with quail.
如果一个小时可以走三迈哦，平均一个人一个小时可以走三迈。
And a person could walk about 3 miles in an hour.
那你如果走十二个小时，大概可以走36迈。
And if you walk 12 hours, you could walk 36 miles.
这边到尔湾教会是40迈。
And from here to Irvine is about 40 miles.
你可以想象那个鹌鹑从这边一直跑到尔湾那边去吗？
And can you think about the amount of quail that lies here between here to Irvine?
两种大概3.7尺，我是5.53然后大概3.7，大概这么高啊。
And so 2 feet of quail is about up to my waist.
3.7尺啊，两种。
And 3.7 feet. 2 cubits.
你知道抓小鸟不是很容易抓，对不对？
And you know it's not easy to catch any birds.
用双手抓了。
And you have to catch it with both hands.
如果是用双手抓。
If you're using both hands to catch it.
因为以前我们家有一只 parakeet 跑掉了。
And one day because we had a pet parakeet and who escaped.
那个翅膀我还剪过的，它飞不高的。
And I even clipped the wings before, and then the parakeet cannot fly very high.
我它因为跑步野嘛，它停下来我就。 过去要把它抓住这样子。
And because the parakeet was running in, and I wanted to go over and catch it.
我抓了几次都抓不到，明明手就到了，就是就抓不到。
And after a few attempts, my hand had was close to him, but I could not catch it.
但是我们家那只小狗很厉害。
And but the little puppy that we have was actually.
那小狗在那个走路哦，那个 rhythm 跟我们人不太一样，那个小狗走路的韵律跟人不一样。
And you will see. And you will see the way that when little dogs walk, that they're different from men.
所以我说狗，赶快帮我抓，它一抓就抓到了。
And so I said, why don't you help me on this? And then so the dog could catch it right away.
所以虽然这么多，他们是抓了多久？一天。中夜啊，中日中夜并次日一整天呢、啊，抓了这么久了。
And so the people stayed up all day, all night, and all next day to gather the quail.
最少的抓60赫梅尔。
And so the least gathered 10 homers.
一赫梅尔大概65 gallon， 就是你们买那个牛奶哈、哦，最大的就一个 gallon 嘛，对不对？你就想想看，你们家的帐篷门口摆了650个。这个牛奶瓶啊，里面都是装鸟肉。
So one homer is about 60 gallons and
65
gallons. So you can imagine that you have 65 1 gallon containers of milk in front of your house, and that's all filled with quail.
因为是十个毫梅尔嘛，一个毫梅尔是65 gallon， 所以总共650 gallon.
And so because it's 10 homers, so total of 650 gallons.
这个650个瓶牛奶瓶啊。
And 650 gallons
of container.
And I really feel that you cannot eat this food for more than a month. Even you cannot even finish it within a month.
但是哦，当他们也是贪心呐、啊，就是当有的时候呢，工作到没有夜没有日了，连晚上都在工作。
And because of this greedy cravings that they have, and then they're working day and night, just to gather the quail.
你看，有的人没有死啊，有的人死了，这代表什么？有的人真的是有节制，该工作工作，该休息休息。
And so some people, you will see that they died, and other have lived because some people were disciplined. They work when they should work.
那神说用最重的灾殃击杀他们。
And so God used a plague to attack them.
Plague, right? English is plague. 那就是瘟疫了，这是 N1H1。这是
Great plague.
这是
叫
不是这不是 Ebola 了 ，N1H1 是哪个？叫什么？叫 Bird 什么？
禽流感
就是禽流感。
And this is actually the bird flu virus.
那个一般这个。那个 SARS 哦，都是攻击那些没有免疫力系统的人呐、啊。
And usually the virus SARS would attack people that was immobilized.
一个工作到不睡觉，没有什么免疫系统啊。
And so if you're working all day and night, of course you're lacking a defense.
啊，所以神才说他们这些没有节制的是贪念的，死的就是贪念之人的。
And so of course God says that whoever those that died as the ones without any kind of restraints or discipline.
所以哦，我们有时候。如果是出于不信祈求，到底是得到是好还是不好
？And so sometimes when we pray and then ask for any things that's above our means, whether this is good or not.
因为实际上讲，他们吃了反而软弱了。
And because the Bible says that after they have eaten it, but they became weaker.
我们就到这里，一起来默祷。
And so let's pray in silence.
Amen.